Granny's, Adam. I believe that's our range.
Frigidaire presents the new Lum and Abner Show. Tonight, Frigidaire, a division of General Motors, brings you a brand new kind of visit with those old characters down in Pine Ridge. Featuring Clarence Hartsell as Ben Withers, the music of Felix Mills, and starring your old favorites, Lum and Abner. America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity. For more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealers. And number one in dependability. For Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors. And this association of experience, of skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. As we look in on the little community of Pine Ridge today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store. Lum staring out the front window. Listen.
Hey, Granny, Edna, look out in front of the store there. Look at what Ezra Seastrunk just drove up.
Yeah, that's part of paint job.
I don't mean the car. I mean the woman that's with Ezra.
So do I.
Granny, she's as pretty as a speckled pup under a brand new wagon. Reckon who that is, anyway.
Oh, that must be Ezra's wife's cousin from London.
From London?
London, Ohio.
Oh.
She's been here a couple of days now.
Wonder why it is she ain't never met me yet.
Maybe she's just naturally lucky.
Well, howdy, Ezra, old boy. Old friend, it sure is good to see you. Yes, sir, sir.
Hey, Lum, I want to... Well, what I want is a... Oh, well, dadgummit, might as well come right out and say it. I want a hairnet.
A hairnet?
What size do you take, Ezra?
Oh, it ain't for me. It's for that dadgummit cousin of mine. Now, that there woman's gonna drive me crazy.
Yeah, she does look nice. Now, I just happened to casual notice her sitting out there in the car.
Yeah. Well, you can shove your eyes back in their sockets now.
Ezra, is your cousin married to anybody?
Yeah. Anybody. She's in between husbands right now. She come out here to grieve over her lassen. She lost him in a 6-day bicycle race.
What a terrible shame.
Yeah, when the 6 days was up, he kept right on going.
Bad breaks, huh?
Yeah, and the worst one was when he met her. Better get you that there hairnet, Abner.
Yeah, all right. What color, yeller?
Yeller? Abner, I'm surprised at you. Can't you see she's got radiant golden hair, touched by the sun's glimmering rays and gilded by the delicate petals of the daily goldenrod? Now, do you know what color?
Yeah, one yellow hairnet.
How long's your cousin going to be in town, Ezra?
No telling. Next Friday, I got to take her to that gum rodeo over at Mount Ida.
Oh, does she like rodeos?
She thinks she does. This year is the first time she's ever been west of the Ohio River. And she thinks she's clean plumb out the wild and woolly west.
Well, I do know.
Keeps expecting to see cowboys right here in the city. Sets around a raving about how much she loves cowboys.
Oh. Loves cowboys, huh?
Oh, for Pete's sake, here she comes. Studied up something to jaw me about, I reckon.
You know, I ain't had the pleasure of meeting your cousin.
Well, I ain't had a whole lot of pleasure in it myself.
Hurry up, I can't sit out in that car all day while you're
Yes, sure. Roger, this here fella here don't know you, so he wants to meet you. Shake hands with Lum Edwards and get over with.
Well, I'm charmed indeed, but charmed.
Howdy, ma'am. Welcome to the wide open West. If any of the hombres around here gets a little rough, just call on old Cactus Lum Edwards.
Ah. Oh, Mr. Edwards, are you a cowboy?
Well, I admit it don't look much like it in this here outfit, but there ain't no one thing I'd rather do than put on a set of chaps and a cartridge belt and a bandana handkerchief.
Yellow hairnet. Here you are, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
Come on, Rowena. Let's go.
Miss Rowena, I'm sorry I ain't got old paint saddled up so as we could ride out and see the sagebrush bristling in the old corral.
Oh, it sounds exciting, but exciting.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's a beautiful sight. Special at night with the yuccas howling in the underbrush. And the pampas is running through the grass.
Wonderful. You know, I have never seen a real live pampas.
Well, very few of us ever have.
Rowena, you got your hairnet. Now let's go.
Mr. Edwards, if it isn't too much to do in the next few days, would you sort of show little old city-fied me around?
Hmm? Well,
oh, if you ain't got too much to do for the next 6 days, I'd suggest you get yourself a bicycle.
Now, Rowena,
Mr. Edwards, if it isn't asking too much, I would love to see you bulldog a steer.
So would I.
You can do it, can't you?
Can I? Well, Miss Rowena, I don't like to stand here and tell you things that don't sound true.
Then cut it out.
You keep out of this. I've bulldogged two steers at one inning, or match, or...
Good gracious, how did you ever manage that?
Well, it's a little hard to explain.
Yes, it is.
Well, you see, there was me over here and the two steers over there.
Yeah?
Well, from there on, it was just a matter of pitting brains against muscle.
Well, you just let the two steers fight it out, push yourself.
I told you to keep out of this.
Which one was the brainy steer?
Stop interrupting me. Speaking of cows... Miss Rowena.
I beg your pardon.
I recollect when I was just a kid of a boy.
What a memory.
Admiral, will you hush up? I recollect when I was just a kid of a boy, I wrangled on every ranch west of the Mississippi.
Couldn't get along with them no place, huh?
Then there was a time when I was working on the Circle Two-Step Ranch.
Well, I don't know about you, Rudy, but I'm getting out of here. You can bring the car with you.
Can't you take it?
No, I can't take it. That's why I'm leaving.
Mr. Edwards, with your rash courage and, shall we say, foolhardiness...
Yes, let's.
It's a wonder you haven't been trampled to death by now.
It is a wonder. I've been tempted to do it myself.
Mr. Edwards, I'm going to ask you something, and I just simply will not take no for an answer.
Well, Granny, this is kind of sudden, ain't it?
If you're as skillful as you say, I'm going to enter you in the Mount Ida Rodeo in the bulldogging contest.
Huh?
I'm going to go and send in the entry fee right now. Toodaloo, Cactus.
Well, now you did it, Junior.
Yeah, Abner, don't just sit there and read the paper. Don't you realize what trouble I'm in with this bulldogging contest?
Oh, you don't need to worry about that, Cactus, old wrangler like you.
Now, listen.
That ought to be a walk for you after your experience at the Circle Two stand.
Cut it out, Abner. I'm in serious trouble here.
Well, I'll get your mind off your troubles. Now, here's the interesting article. Emmett Goshen of north of Pine Ridge was so unfortunate as to get kicked by a cow Saturday.
Abner, don't bring up the word cow around me.
Dr. Miller patched up the broken rib.
Abner, cut it out.
And Emmett was reported in a serious condition at this writing.
Yeah, and you're going to be in a serious condition, too, if you don't stop that reading.
Lom, I'm trying to make you feel better.
Well, cut it out. I can't stand it. You've just got to help me study up some way to get out. Oh, for goodness sakes, here comes that squire skimp. Wish he'd stay out of here.
Well, good afternoon, Lom. I just heard that you've been entered in a rodeo, so I think we better renew your accident insurance. Lom, now here's a nice policy for you right here. Guarantees you total disability.
So does the rodeo.
Squire, did you see this article? Emmett Goshen was so unfortunate as to get kicked by a cow.
Abner, will you hash that up?
Now, here's a policy that provides for hospitalization for 60 days.
60 days?
Well, that's long as you can get long. You see, the company found out if you aren't out of the hospital in 60 days, you have nothing to worry about.
Oh?
The company then deals directly with your next of kin.
Dr. Miller patched up the broken rib.
Abner, cut out that reading.
Would you rather have me sing?
I don't care. Just don't read. Now then.
Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie.
Abner, I'm going to walk you right on top of the head.
Hey, Lon, let go of me. Here comes Van Withers. Put me down. Oh!
Hello, Lon. Practicing your bulldogging?
Oh. Howdy, Ben.
Fine. Lon. I just heard from Howard K. Sutler of Mount Ida.
Well, what of it?
Yeah. He wanted me to contact you.
Me? I don't even know him.
Howard is in the mortician game.
Lom, I'd like to get this insurance settled first.
Howard K. Sutler has been put in charge of the Mount Ida Rodeo, and he wanted me to tell you to be in Mount Ida early Friday morning.
Oh, I see.
You're to go direct to the funeral parlor.
Funeral parlor?
Well, that would save them holding you back over there later. Seems to me like they ought to give you a chance first, though.
That's where Howard has his rodeo headquarters.
Oh, I was going to say.
They'll make final arrangements for you there.
Final arrangements? Granny, Ben, ain't there some other way you could put that?
Why?
You know, there's a strong possibility I might get called away to San Francisco that day and not be able to make the rodeo at all.
Better smile when you say that, Cactus, because here comes your little prairie flower.
Miss Edwards, oh, I have some wonderful news, but wonderful. Your entry has been accepted.
Yeah, Ben's already bringing me the jolly tidings.
But I'm very disappointed because they put you first in the bulldogging contest.
First?
Oh, well, that's a shame. Now you won't get to see the show.
Well, I found out that they start off with the poorest riders and the tamest steers and save the real wild steers for the good riders later on.
Yes, that's the way they handle it, yes.
Mr. Edwards, you have been insulted.
Oh, well, that's all right. I'm broad-minded.
Oh, but if I were you, with all your ability, I wouldn't stand for it.
Aye, grannies, I won't. I'll withdraw out of the contest right now.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Nobody insults Cactus Lum and gets away with it. Ben, call your friend in Mount Ida and tell him to count me out.
Well, all right, I'll get him. But I hate to see you drop out. Hello, Mamie. This is Ben Withers, and I want to talk to Howard K. Sutler at the Mount Ida Funeral Parlor. Yes, rush it through, Mamie.
Very odd. He's trying to pull a stunt like that on old Cactus Lum Edwards.
Oh, I'm disappointed you're withdrawing. I knew you'd repulse the idea, but I never thought you'd go this far.
Oh, you ain't got no idea just how repulsive he can be.
Hello, that's you, Howard? Well, this is Ben Withers, and I want to talk to you about Mr. Edwards. No, I mean in regard to your other business. He's dissatisfied with the number one position and is withdrawing.
Dead blame right. That's just for sissies.
Yeah, you'd better not risk it.
Yes, I see, Howard. Stop. Well, that's the way he loves it. All right, I'll tell him. Good boy. Howard says he'll take you out of there.
Good. Serves him right.
And he's making you number 13.
Doing what?
That puts you last on the program. Now you'll be sure to get the wildest steer we've got.
Oh, wonderful. What wonderful.
Fine. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande.
Catch up that awful singing, Abner.
Huh?
Did you have to keep reminding me of this fix I'm in? Now go on reading me that accident insurance policy.
This policy provides indemnity for loss of limb.
Oh, me.
And other specified losses caused by bodily injuries effected through accident.
Hmm.
Accident? Lum, you're doing this a purpose. And the company further specifies that accidents occurring in the air... Oh, well, this part's all right, Lum. You won't get hurt till you land anyway.
Exactly. You want me to get hurt.
Well, no, Lum. This was your idea. You brung the whole thing up yourself. You know, I never had an earthquake. Just a minute. Yeah, that's our thing. Maybe that's the fella from the liver stable with the practice horse. I'll get it.
Now, wait a minute. Here comes old Meter Miser.
Hello, boys. How are my favorite Frigidaire dealers today?
Hello, Mr. Nye.
Oh, we're feeling great, just like a Frigidaire, cold and white.
Never mind, Abner, I'm close, so let me answer. Hello? Yes, this is the Jot 'em Down store. What's that? What should you do with the plug? Why, mister, just push it into an electric outlet, and it'll be off and running. What do you mean, knock her cold? Why, cold's just the thing you want when you get a refrigerator.
Mr. Niles, this is a matter of horses.
Now, just a minute, brother. What do you mean, horses? You mean horsepower. Say, when you have a piece of mechanism as simple as a meter miser, you get power and plenty of it without big, complicated pieces of machinery. Why, do you realize that the meter miser in a Frigidaire refrigerator is no bigger than a derby hat?
Hmm.
Yet it has enough power to provide all the cold you need for everything you want to keep, even in the hottest weather. And let me tell you one thing more. Only Frigidaire has the meter miser. And it's the simplest cold maker ever built.
But, Mr. Niles, he's talking about our four-footed friends.
4 feet, nothing. Why, do you know that today Frigidaire has a big 11-foot model? That's right. I said 11 feet. What do you mean you never saw an 11-foot model? Well, there's one on display right here that's a beauty. Now, come on over and have a look. It's so compactly built, so beautifully designed that you'll be surprised at all the food she holds. Up to 50 pounds of frozen foods, dozens of eggs, and plenty of ice cubes.
Yeah, you'll never get a horse to eat that.
What's that? You're coming right over. Well, that's fine. I'll be waiting to show her to you. Well, I guess you set him straight.
Mr. Niles, that was the liver stable man. He's got a horse I'm supposed to practice riding on.
Oh, I knew it was a horse all the time, but to me, a plug is a plug.
Up, Abner, and help me get into this cowboy get-up. We got to be leaving for Mount Ida in a few minutes.
Well, Lum, are you sure this Ida here is going to work? What if Cedric's car don't break down on the way over there?
Don't worry. I'll fix the car so it will.
Oh.
We'll start out for Mount Ida, or I bet we'll never get there. Now, hurry up and help me get this cowboy jumped on.
Well, if you ain't ever going to get there, what do you need to get dressed up for?
Because I want Miss Rowena to see me when I start out.
Oh, Lord.
I want to show her I ain't scared to go over there. What do you think I am, a coward? Let's see, I'll try on this cowboy hat first. Hey, where'd you go, Abner?
The hat slipped clean down over your eye. Told you, what size is that thing, anyway?
I don't know. All I know is the man told me it was a 10-gallon hat.
Hey, you just got a 3-gallon head.
I reckon I could stuff a few newspapers in there. couple of magazines.
Yeah, say, Lum, I was just thinking, when we're broke down out there on the road, what if Ezra and Mr. Owena comes along and gives us a lift?
Well, we're going to take a different road.
Oh.
Stop worrying. I've got this all figured out to where nothing can go wrong. It's foolproof.
Say, Lum.
Oh, howdy, Ben, old boy.
I talked by telephone to Howard K. Sutler early this morning.
Good. I hope you told him I'm raring to go, and I hope he's got a good ferocious steer lined up for me.
Oh, he has. He wanted me to tell you that inasmuch as you are now the star attraction...
Yeah?
He's sending over a car for you.
Huh?
Wants you to be sure and get there. Well, I'm going outside and watch for the driver. He ought to be arriving any minute.
Got it all figured out, huh?
Oh, shut up.
Care for a hazelnut?
And a cutout trying to be funny. Don't you realize I'm heading for destruction?
Well, it's safer than heading for Mount Ida.
Admiral, what am I going to do? I can't go over there and bulldog no steer.
Well, you've got to make a stab at it now.
Yeah, I'm just feared the steer will stab first.
I'll tell you, Lump, when you ride out there on the horse, well, don't jump on the steer. Just stay on the horse. Keep chasing the steer around till it gets tired. Maybe you'll fall down.
Well, the trouble is, I don't think I can stick on the horse that long.
Well, let's see. Maybe we could glue your britches to the saddle.
But if the horse gets to bucking, he'll throw me clean out of them.
Oh,
no. I'll never be able to stick on a horse light as I am. Wish I was heavier.
Yeah, you don't carry a whole lot of weight, I notice.
Wait a minute. Carry weight? Please, you give me an idea there.
Well, good for me.
Yeah, I'll just fill my boots with something heavy, like stove poles. Them things are heavier than lead.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Them boots you bought are big enough to hold a ton of that stuff.
Yeah, here's a box of stove poles right here. This ought to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Abner, would you care to pour?
Thank you.
Oh, Al, don't pour so fast.
How many lumps or bolts do you take?
Take it easy. I'm going to give you a couple of lumps. Uh-oh, there comes Ben back. Now, don't tell him nothing about it.
No.
Don't tell nobody.
No. I think I see the car coming down the road a ways. Are you ready, Lum?
Yeah, come on, Lum. Let's get out there.
All right.
Seem a little heavy of foot this morning, Tuck. Do you feel all right?
Well, right now I'm a little stove up.
That's too bad. I'd hate to have anything happen to you now. Be hard to get somebody to fill your boots.
It weren't so hard.
Maybe you've been overworking. Better take some raisins along to munch on during the trip.
Raisins?
Yes, give you strength. You know the slogan, have you had your iron today?
He's loaded with it.
Well, I hope you get to feeling all right, Cactus, because we all want you to get out there and show your mouth.
Huh?
If he does, he's sunk.
Well, by the way, Cactus, there's a possibility that you'll be moved up from number 13 to 12.
Well, that sounds like a safer number.
The reason is one of the contestants was practicing bulldogging last evening and got quite considerably mangled.
Mangled, did you say?
Oh, there's a hearse out there for you now, Lum.
Hearse? Is that what I'm going to ride in?
Yes. Howard sent over his best one for you.
Oh, me.
Doggies, that's the longest, blackest thing I ever seen.
Howard said you'd have a good, comfortable ride.
Yeah, you can lay down in it, Lum.
Well, come on, Cactus, let's go.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Does he have to do that?
Do what?
Can't he just park it? Does he have to back it up to the door?
Wonderful. What wonderful.
I guess so.
Oh, Abner, what was the number of that last bulldozer? The one they just carried off.
I don't know. I'm trying not to look.
According to my program, Mr. Rowena, that was number 11.
Oh, hooray! Mr. Edwards is next.
Yeah, hooray.
Well, I gotta see the sheriff before I believe it. I don't think Lum will have enough nerve to get on the horse even.
Oh, yeah, he's done on it. I was down there helping get on.
There he is. That's Cactus in the shoe.
My son, I didn't know he could do that. Look, Cactus is on the horse backwards.
I don't doubt it.
I thought you said you helped him to get on, Abner.
Well, I did, but I just felt so terrible about this, I just couldn't stand to watch. Had my eyes shut, and, well, I know lungs were shut. He ain't opened them since we left Pine Ridge.
I think they're going to turn him around. Look, too late. There he goes.
Oh, shoot it, catch him!
Oh, poor love.
Sirs, look at that man go.
And there goes number 12, Cactus Lum Edwards. And this is really a novelty. This is the first time any man has attempted bulldogging by riding his horse backwards.
Oh, isn't he marvelous? What marvelous?
Yeah, what's happening to him, Ben? I can't stand to watch.
I think he's breaking a few precedents.
Well, I know he'd break something. Is he still on the horse?
On it. He's a good 10 feet ahead of him.
So fast, I can't tell you exactly what took place. All I know is the steer is lying there in the middle of the arena and walking towards the chute is the new bulldogging champion, Cactus Lum Edwards.
You were superb, but superb. You were simply magnificent, but magnificent.
Oh, for nothing, but nothing.
How in the world did you ever throw that horrible beast so quickly?
Oh, I just leaped through the air, grabbed him by the horns, got a headlock on his head and a fetlock on his feet, nailed him down with a hammerlock, and buttoned him up with a button hook.
Cactus, I had no idea that was how it was done.
Neither did I.
Oh, excuse me a minute, Cactus. There's one of the judges. I want to collect our prize money from him. And you wait here for me.
Yeah.
All right, Lon, now she's gone. Just how did you do it?
Well, Abner, to be right honest, I never bulldogged him.
Huh?
That horse throwed me a good 30 foot in the air. When I come down on that steer's head, my foot full of bolts knocked him out.
Both
ideas. It addled me a little.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. Doggy Slum, maybe you've learned something about bulldogging.
I sure have. Stay away from it. From now on, there's two things I'm giving up for good. Bragging and bulldogging.
Oh, Cactus! Cactus! There's a newspaper reporter here, and he wants to know what the secret of your amazing ability is. What shall I tell him?
Why, tell him,
Careful, Lum.
Tell him the secret of old Cactus Lum Edwards' amazing success is have plenty of metal and always keep your boots on.
Lum and Abner will be back in just a moment, but first, here's an important question. Do you like a range with plenty of capacity, even for holiday meal making? Then visit your Frigidaire dealer and see Frigidaire electric ranges that provide an extra surface unit when you need it. One Frigidaire electric range oven has two separate ovens. Lots more room for oven cooking, or you can broil in one oven while you roast or bake in the other. Lum and Abner Show is brought to you each week by the Frigidaire Division of General Motors, manufacturers of a complete line of home appliances. Don't forget, next week, this is Wendell Niles saying goodnight to Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.